An outdoor crowd estimated by fire officials at 15,000 cheered on the president. President Obama vowed if he's reelected, he'll push for a plan that would directly help college students and their parents.
Cut the growth of tuition costs in half so that you guys are not loaded up with debt when you graduate. That is something we can do.
The president also pushed a plan to hire 100,000 more math and science teachers and train millions of workers for new jobs. But he added, if Republican Mitt Romney is elected, there won't be enough federal money to pay for these kinds of programs because Romney opposes bumping back up taxes on the rich.
We're not going to get this done unless we also ask the wealthiest households to pay higher taxes on their incomes over $250,000. And that rate is the one that was in place when Bill Clinton was president. Our economy created 23 million new jobs, the biggest surplus in history, a whole lot of millionaires to boot.
Warming up the crowd for the president was popular Columbus Mayor Michael Coleman. He basically repeated a bumper sticker slogan on two reasons to reelect the president.
The first reason is that he saved GM. The second reason is he killed bin Laden.
The president himself pitched the federal bailout of the auto industry as a plus for his administration. He noted, over the objection of Republicans like Romney, the feds did step in.
And we reinvented a dying auto industry that supports 1 in 8 Ohio jobs and has come roaring back to the top of the world. 4 years after the worst economic crisis of our lifetimes, our businesses have created more than 5 million new jobs. This past Friday, we found out that the unemployment rate had fallen from a high of 10% down to 7.8%, the lowest level since I took office.
Even before the president's speech, though, Ohio Republicans were speaking out against his policies.
This is the weakest recovery that we have seen post-World War II.
In a telephone news conference, Governor John Kasich said small businesses like Ed Nagel's Trucking Company are financially paralyzed from hiring back workers because of uncertainty about government taxing, spending, and regulating policies.
2008, we employed 80 truck drivers. This year, we now have 40.
And the head of a four-store chain of Eastern Ohio auto parts outlets worried out loud about extra business expenses under the new federal health care law. Kelly Moore said it might force her company to stop offering insurance altogether to employees.
Which is devastating to them and heartbreaking to us, as they are not only employees, they're our family. And it's difficult to make that decision, but I would say this could be our final year.
Still, back at the president's reelection rally, students like Margaret Nevercar were expressing confidence. The economy will recover more fully, and there will be jobs for new graduates. She blamed the recession on former President George W. Bush and added, President Obama shouldn't be expected to totally solve it in 4 years.
The highest amount of job losses happened right as he took office, before any of his plans were implemented. It takes a lot to come back from that.
For Nevercar and other Obama backers at the rally, the reelection campaign had a fleet of several buses idling. When the speech ended, Obama backers rode those buses to an early voting center on Columbus's north side. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.